Hi, this is Billy Taylor with the National Prayer Room. A few years ago, I was trying to set up internet service for a new office. The internet provider offered two different options. One was to have a technician come out to our location and do the complete setup. That option would cost $250. The second option was the DIY version where everything was mailed to you and you followed the simple setup instructions. So being the cheap guy that I am, I chose the DIY version, and sure enough, a few days later, a box was delivered containing the equipment and an archaic instruction sheet. Now, I consider myself to be a pretty tech-oriented person, so I unpacked everything and began setting things up. I spent the next several hours following the instructions and connecting all the wires. Unfortunately, I couldn't get it going. After multiple calls to tech support and hours of time on hold, I was completely frustrated with the entire situation. After reaching multiple dead ends, I finally called the customer service line one last time. I was told that if I was having difficulty, they would be happy to send a technician out to troubleshoot the problem, but there would be that $250 setup fee. Finally, I told the customer agent that maybe we should just cancel the service and send everything back and start fresh with another company. To my surprise, she said, "Mr. Taylor, are you saying that if you can't get this issue fixed, then you're going to cancel your service?" I said, "Well, that's certainly a consideration." And she repeated her earlier statement, "Mr. Taylor, are you saying that if you don't get this issue resolved, then you're going to cancel your service?" Well, taking the hint, I said, "Yes, if I can't get this issue solved, then I want to cancel my contract." She said, "Well, Mr. Taylor, now that you've told me that you're going to cancel your service if we can't get this issue resolved, I can offer you a complimentary service call where our service technician will come to your location, diagnose the problem, and resolve the issue free of charge." Well, I was relieved that someone was going to help me and that it wasn't going to cost me anything, but then I began thinking about her response, and I asked her, "So I had to say the magic phrase before you could offer the free service call?" Well, yes. Many people think God is up in heaven waiting for them just to say the right phrase so that He will answer their prayers. They think they have to use the right words or be right enough with God or have the right kind of faith or give the right kind of offering or a thousand other things before God will answer their prayer. Their prayer life becomes a search for asking their prayer in just the right way instead of an intimate conversation with their loving Father. In the middle of Jesus teaching His disciples on prayer, He mentions how God has promised to hear the prayers of His children. Jesus compares how a good father treats his children with how God treats us. In Luke 11:13, Jesus says, "If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?" You see, it's not about finding this special phrase, but understanding we are the children of God. It's not about how good you are, but how good God is. God answers our prayers not because we use the right words, but because we're His children. When we understand who we are in Christ and how much our Father loves us, we can come to Him in faith knowing He will answer. Faith believes God will do what He said He would do. We bring our request to God knowing that He will hear our prayers because we are His children. God is more concerned about our heart than He is about our words. He's more interested in us having the right attitude in prayer than using the right verbiage in prayer. God wants you to come boldly into His presence as His child. Bring your request to Him. And He has promised that as your Heavenly Father, He will hear and He will answer your prayers. There's no magic phrase in prayer, only an intimate relationship with a loving Father. Hi, this is Billy Taylor again. Thanks for listening. National Prayer Room is only made possible through the generous support of friends like you. If you'd like to help us encourage prayer and spiritual awakening, go to our website at www.nationalprayerroom.com.